From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian opposition groups agree on a framework for possible talks. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh on Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick up its representatives for a negotiating team. In related news, diplomats from the U.S., Russia, and the United Nations plan to meet in Geneva on Friday to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. In spite of differences with the U.S. over the fate of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia has been constructive in the multinational effort to find a political settlement for Syria. Mr. Kerry commented on the sidelines of the climate change summit in Paris. The secretary announced plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks on Syria as well as the unrest in Ukraine. Russia's Interfax news agency said the Kremlin had not ruled out a Putin-Kerry meeting during the upcoming trip. The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday the attacks killed Abu Salah, the Islamic State's financial minister, and another leader who acted as an executive officer.
Their removal will degrade ISIL's ability to command and control troops, and it disrupts their ability to finance their efforts.
The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. This is VOA News. With a Friday deadline approaching, delegates from 196 countries meeting near Paris are in a race to reach a wide-ranging climate agreement. A Wednesday draft of the agreement release showed differences remain substantial, especially on key questions involving the responsibility of richer nations to fund climate change programs for poorer countries. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is optimistic.
I think we are standing at this time at a very critical moment. I'm hopeful and I'm reasonably optimistic that we will be able to have, for the first time in the history of the United Nations, a universal and very ambitious climate change agreement.
Core areas of dispute also include the demand by developing nations for an agreement and corresponding commitments to prevent global temperatures from rising a maximum of 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels. Divers are exploring a lake in San Bernardino, California, where the husband and wife who killed 14 people last week were reported to have been seen on the day of the shootings. Assistant FBI Chief for Los Angeles David Bowditch would not discuss what specific evidence the divers may be looking for, but one media report says there may be a computer hard drive in the lake. Mr. Bowditch said the search of the lake could take several days. New polls suggest Donald Trump remains the top pick of Republican voters less than 8 weeks before the first votes are cast in Iowa. Mr. Trump set off a political firestorm earlier in the week when he proposed temporarily banning Muslims from coming to the United States. Yet by Thursday, public opinion polls, both nationally and in key early voting states, showed Trump's popularity continuing to surge. With more from Houston, here's Greg Flakes for VOA.
Supporters of billionaire real estate magnate Donald Trump seem unbothered by his blunt and often offensive statements. Even when he says things that are proven to be wrong, they maintain their zeal. Kirby Goidell, who works on public policy research at Texas A&M University, says many people see Trump as refreshingly frank.
His persona is brash and speak your mind, and it's okay if you're wrong as long as you're saying things that need to be said.
Recent polls in Iowa and South Carolina show growing support for Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Still, Donald Trump remains in the lead in most polls, and he's even tying Cruz in his home state of Texas. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.
Now, the Iowa caucuses are scheduled for less than 2 months from now, February 1st, 2016, and the first primary in the state of New Hampshire is just over a week after that on February 9th. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.